Masechet Brachot Daf Tet Vav Amud Aleph. We're starting on the Amud, two lines in at the end of the Amud Bichir Bar Abba Bar Yochanan. So we saw yesterday of how not to do things. And the Gemara says, whatever Malchut Shamayim Shleima. So the order is: you first wake up, you wash yourself, you tend to wash your hands, put on tefillin, say Krishma, and then daven. And in the back of that, it's Amar Bichir Bar Abba Amar Yochanan. Anyone who does it in that order. So we see, as opposed to yesterday, where he said there that you were boneh bama, right? Avodah Zorah. Here you built a mizbeach, the equivalent of korban, and you both brought a korban, and everything's going to the book Nichtiv. And here we quote a pasuk: Erchatz bedikayon kapai vasovva et mizbachecha Hashem. He says, "Yeah, I washed erchatz with cleanliness my palms vasovva et mizbach Hashem." Basically, he gets on with the job of building his bach for Hashem. Amale Rava. So now on this pasuk, Amale Rava. Rava says to Rav Chia, "Lo savala mar kilu taval." Don't we even say more so that the guy is even went to the mikveh? Dichtiv erchot benikayon, velokativ erchot kapai. Because the pasuk says erchatz benikayon, with cleanliness. It doesn't say I wash my hands. It says I wash with cleanliness. So Amar Ravina Rabbi, he says, Chaza, he says, come and look. He says, Mar hai tu Rabban, from this Talmid Chacham, this young Talmid Chacham, from Eretz Yisrael, Atim Mar Rabbi, Va'amar, Mi she'en lo maim lichot shedav mekaneach edav ba'afar b'tzor b'kisamit. He says, from that passage, we learn over here, extra halocha, that if you need to wash your hands and you haven't got water, so what you can use, you can clean your hands on some sand, some dirt, or b'tzor, or with a stone, or b'kismit. Rashi says, kismit ya kesam, like a piece of wood. So Amalei Shapir Kama says, that's very nice what he said. He says, Harei, mi ketiv erchatz b'mayim. Because the pasuk doesn't say erchatz b'mayim dafka. It says erchatz nikayon kapai. Right? But nikayon ketiv, ko midin makech daha. Anything that you cleanse with, you can use lav dafka water. So the Gemara says, on the basis of that you don't need to look for water. Rav Chisda light aman debhar amaya b'iran slota. So he says Rav Chisda would curse people or would not have nice things to say about people who spend their time during davening specifically to go and look for water. Right? And the Gemara is Medayek. He says, Vahani mila l'kriyashma. That's specifically with regards to kriyashma. Amal ha'tfilah mahara. When it comes to other two actual tefillah, for the Shabbat, you should look for water. So on the back of that, the Gemara is saying, how long should you spend? How much time should a person take to go and find water? Ba'ad kama. Was ad parasa. Parasa is... we'll see in a second that we have a meal. A parasa is 4 mil. A mil is about a kilometer. Normally it's about 2,000 amas. And an amma is approximately half a meter. So a mil is about a kilometer. And a parasa is four kilometers. Four mil. Right? V'hani mil l'kam. And this is specifically if the water is in front of you. As you're traveling in a direction. And you know that within four kilometers you'll find water. Keep going for the 4 kilometers till you find the water. Aval achore, if the water is behind you and you're now going north and you come from the south and you've got to go back to find water, afilu mil enochozi, if it's a mil, if it's as much as a kilometer, you don't go back. And the Gemara says, umina, and we can be medai, we can read the halacha clearly into this. And from what we just said, yeah, afilu mil enochozi, if it's a mil, you don't go back. Ha, the Gemara says, mil hud enochozi, it's a mil, a kilometer you don't go back for. Aval hapachot bi mil chozi, if it's less than a mil, you do go back and you get water and you wash your hands and you say tefillin. If you look at Rashi, that's the interesting thing over here. He says, Le Kriyashma, go back to the top of the Amud, there are three lines from the Amud. He says, Le Kriyashma, why do we need, can wash your hands with stone or sand or with wood? He says, Be'inu Le Kriyashma, she says, Mana Kavua Penya Avor Hazman. Because it's a limited time of the day. Kriyashma only up until the 3 hours of the day, so you don't want to waste time. If you miss it, God, you're going to end up missing Kriyashma Mizmana. About the Tfila, the Chol Hayom Zmanahu. But for davening, the whole day is for davening. Tariqh lim hadaba, you got to go find water. It's a bit strange. I think it's a Pnei Yoshua that was brought to you in the article, I think, that he says there, what does it mean that the whole day is for davening? We know that davening is like a limited time. So what he means is that if you miss Shachrit, so you can always make up Shachrit by davening 2 minchas. So therefore, you've got the whole day. If you're anus, right? If you were beyond your control, you couldn't find water, you were mucked up in water, you had to go look for water, and you missed the time of davening, so you can daven 2 minchas, and you still make up the davening. But Shema, you can't make up Shema. Okay, now we start a new Mishnah. It was going to be quite technical and quite difficult. Following, we're going to run around. Just a little bit of introduction maybe to the two sugyas coming up, which are pretty tricky. The Gemara is going to talk now about having to hear yourself saying Shema. And then we're going to draw parallels between having to hear yourself say Shema, hear the brochas that you make when you do mitzvahs, hear the Megillah, or can you be Yotzeh, can you be Motzeh other people if you can't hear the Megillah, if you're a Cheresh, if you're a deaf person. And we're going to try and draw some sort of parallel between Kriya Shema, brochas, and Megillah, and understand from that who the Tanaim or who the Halacha is, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi. Things will come a little bit clearer in the Gemara. So the Mishnah says like this: Akoret Shema v'lo yishmeh l'ozno. See, if you read Shema and you didn't hear the word you were saying, your ears didn't hear the word, you were just whispering it or just saying it in thought. Tanakama says yatsa, you yotze. Rabbi Yossi omer lo yatsa. Rabbi says no, you're not yotze. You need to hear your words when you say Shema. Karav lo dikdak bot yotze. If you read a new halacha, if you read the words of Shema and you weren't particular with how you pronounced the words, Rashi says lefarshan yafeh bisvata, that your lips accentuated each word nicely. So Rabbi Yossi omer yatsa. Rabbi Yossi says you are yotze, and Rabbi Yehuda says you're not yotze, lo yatsa. Hakolim for another halacha. Hakolim for saw the other day. If you read the words backwards, right? So there, the Mishnah says Tanakama lo yatsa, and there's no argument on that. Karavita, if you read and made a mistake, yachzor lemakom shta, you go back to where you made a mistake from, you carry on again. Okay, most like this. My time with Rabbi Yossi. So watch Rabbi Yossi's reason. Rabbi Yossi says with a korech shma v'lo shmil, you never heard that your sounds, that you are lo yotze. Shmuel says mishum nitiv, because you got a pasuk, pasuk shma, you have to hear. Shama lo znecha masha tamutzi mipicha, your ears must hear what your mouth says. So Hakav Tanakama says you yotze. Shmuel says Tanakama, sabar shma b'chol lashon shashma. He says no, that word shma come teach us something else. We saw the other day in machloket Rebbe and Chachamim. That machloket day is Shema for something else. That Shema tells us that you can say Shema in any language that you want. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, what he doesn't hold of that. Gemara says, no, Tarte Shema Mina. Rabbi Yossi learns both halachas. From that, Rashi, Kirash Nami, Shema B'chol HaShtomea, Shema Nami, the Tzarech Lashmeh L'Oznot. He learns it as well. Both these halachas, you've got to hear Shema, and you can say any Lashon you want, all come out of the word Shema. His other Gemara brings the Mishnah. It's like a Stnan. We learn in a Mishnah Hatam. That Mishnah over there, Mishnah Shas tells us, that Mishnah is in Masechet Trumot, all about giving my Trumos and Maseh, Trumot, Trumot. It says, Cheresh HaMedaber V'na Shomeya. Now there's such a thing in Halacha, we distinguish between a Cheresh, a deaf person, who can't hear but can speak, as opposed to a Cheresh who can't speak or hear. Normally, a Cheresh who can't hear or speak is one who was born deaf, and therefore never learned how to speak, as opposed to a person who wasn't born deaf, could speak, and then acquired deafness. So this is a person, so there isn't really a problem there of da'at. A person who became deaf later on has got da'at. A person who's a mute, let's say, or deaf mute, who can't speak or hear, so that's a person who's a problem with da'at, can't be motzei you, isn't necessarily even chayv in mitzvahs. We'll see. Okay, it's done hatam. Cheresh hamadabar v'na shomea. This is a cheresh who can speak, but can't hear. Lo yitrum. Shouldn't make, do truma of trumot. Right? Why not? Why not Yitro? Look at Rashi. Lefi she'eno shomeya habracha shomivarech aleha. Because you can't hear the brocha. And when the Gemara is assuming now, just like we said in Shema, you say Shema, you got to hear the brocha. The Shema, so to we make a brocha, you got to hear the brocha. And the Mishnah carries on and says, v'im taram truma tot truma. But if he does do it nonetheless, in other words, lechatchila, he's not, you shouldn't do truma at all. If he did do truma, say truma is okay. So now the Gemara wants to know, who's the Tana? Man Tana Cheresh Rabbi and Shomea, the Aved in Chachilah Lo. So we see from the Mishnah itself, the Mishnah says, Lo Yitrom, that's in the Chachilah language, don't do it. How you did it, it's a good account. So we see the Chachilah, no, but yeah, but yes, who's the Tana who says with regards to Truma, that the Chachilah you shouldn't do it, but yeah, but you can do it. The Gemara says, who is it? Right? I'm Rabbi Chizda, Rabbi Yossi, it's Rabbi Yossi, our Rabbi Yossi from the Mishnah. Remember, Yossi now, Mishnah said, Lo Yatza with regard to Kriyashma. Here he says, you are Yotzei B'dievet. Now we understood that in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi meant Lo Yatzaim B'dievet. We said, Titnan, we've got a Mishnah that says, HaKoret Shema V'lo Yishmeh Ozno Yatza. Rabbi Yossi Omer Lo Yatza. So now look at the Gemara explains Rabbi Yossi. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yossi Lo Yatza, Eregabe Kriyoshma, Doraita. Why Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah say, you aren't Yotzei? Because that's a Doraita, Min HaTorah, Kriyoshma, about Truma. Truma, no. Now he seems to imply there are two reasons why. Mishum brachahu. Firstly, what is the problem here at the moment? It's a brocha, not the truma itself. And a brocha is the rabbana, so a difference to our Krishma. And secondly, v'lo bracha talimilta. Truma is not really talimilta. If you don't make a brocha, you're still yotze with truma. If you mafrish truma, and you never said, baruch atashen, and chamashen, and chamashen, and lafrish trumotu masrod, you're still yotze. Because the truma comes from the Torah, brocha comes from rabbana. So he implies that he had actually two different reasons. But bottom line, the major difference here is that Krishma is doraita, and this whole issue of brochas of truma is only the rabbanan. So Rabbi Yossi said there, no. Even Durabana, even Bidyevid, it appears in our Mishnah. But yeah, with regards to Truma, Bidyevid, he would say that it is okay. So Gemara says, Umayyad Rabbi Yossi. Why not Rabbi Yossi? Maybe it's not, maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda. Look at Rashi. Umayyad Rabbi Yossi. Rashi says, like, Kasal Kedata Chadamokim Elerk Rabbi Yossi. What's the Havamina? What do we think? Why are we saying that the Tana here is really Rabbi Yossi? Mishum, the Sphere Land Rabbi Yehuda, Lechatchil Nami Machshir. Because we think that Rabbi Yehuda, right, even says that lechatchila you yotze, right? Now we'll see in a second that Rabbi Yehuda, we think, could say lechatchila with regards to Krishma. And with regards to Krishma, Rabbi Yehuda will say that even Krishma lechatchila, if you read Krishma and you don't hear what's going on, you yotze. Rabbi Yossi says, "Bidi eved, you aren't even yotze," and therefore Rabbi Yehuda, but if he's in Krishma, he says the Doraita, the Chachila, you aren't Yotze, then he'll definitely say that in Truma you can be Yotze. And Rabbi Yossi, who said in Krishma, no, not even Bidyevid, because that's a Doraita, in Krishma says yes, because it's a Durabana, and therefore Bidyevid would say yes. That's what the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara says, no, you can't make an assumption. Deal with Rabbi Yehuda, maybe it's extra Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda says, like this, I'm going to go back, Krishma nami diabat in the Chachila lo. And Rabbi Yehuda also says that in Krishma it's only Bidyevid. Rather, even in Krishma, it's only Bidyevid and not Lechatchila, right? And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda, we thought Rabbi Yehuda would say in Krishma, even Lechatchila, yes. Rabbi Yehuda says now the Gemara, no. In Krishma, it also says Lechatchila, no, but Bidyevid, yes. And he says, just like Bidyevid, yes, so too with true and Bidyevid, yes. And we don't have to make the distinction between Krishma of Doraita and Brochas and Rabbanan, no. It's a similar thing. You got to listen. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says, in Krishma, Bidyevid, yes. And Rabbi in the Chachila no, and in Brochas the Chachila no, but the Evid yes. And then the Gemara's proof, he says, Taida, Diktani Hakore, because he says the Lashon in the Mishnah. What's the Lashon in the Mishnah? The Lashon of the Mishnah is Hakore Shma. Kore Shma is implying the guys who already read Shma. If you notice, the Mishnah with the Brochas said, when we came to talking about Truma and Doraita, we said over here, Lo Yitrum, a person should not do Truma. That's the Chachila. Don't even start doing it. The Mishnah with Krishma, and Amud doesn't say lo yikare et shmir Krishma im lo yashmir lo. It says no. Hakore Shma, one who read Shma already in the past tense, if he didn't hear his voice, so then he might be yotzei. That's what Gemara says. Proof. Our mission is discussing a bedievit situation. Hakore diavad in nechachidu lo, and that's Rabbi Yossi. Sorry, that's Rabbi Yehuda. And on that, Rabbi Yossi says even bedievit no, right? The Gemara doesn't like it. Says no. Amrei Haritani Akore says no. The whole reason why this Mishnah in Shema is written in a Bidyevid story, it's got nothing to teaching us what Rabbi Yehuda holds. We can't learn from anything about Rabbi Yehuda. So you can't tell Rabbi Yehuda says also the Chachila no Bidyevid yes, and he had two the Chachila no Bidyevid yes. Why is the Mishnah in Krishma written Bidyevid? To show you that Rabbi Yossi, even Bidyevid, says no. Lohodiacha kochod Rabbi Yossi, to show you how determined Rabbi Yossi with regards to Krishma, the Amar di Avad Nami Lo. He says, even Bidyevid, you aren't Yotze in Krishma. Right? Because the Gemara says, Di Rabbi Yehuda, Afil Nami Lechatchil, Afil Lechachil, Nami Yatza. Because as far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned, there's no machlok between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda says, Lechatchil, you never have to worry. Right? The Tanakama here is not Rabbi Yossi. Right, the Tanakhama says, "Bidyevid you yotze." The Chachila, he might even agree, "You're not yotze." And Rabbi Yossi is chalek on Tanakhama with regards to Bidyevid. With regards to the Chachila, we know nothing about the Tanakhama, and we know that Rabbi Yehuda even holds that the Chachila yotze with regards to Krishma. Now the Gemara says, "B'mayo kimta Rabbi Yossi." Now you see, it's starting to get a bit tricky here because Rashi has to point out to us what we're talking about. It says, "B'mayo kimta," that the Mishnah in Truma is Rabbi Yossi. Right. But look, we got a little bit of a difficulty here. We now bring another case. Now we discuss Birkat HaMazon. Velahad Tanya, we've got a braita in Masechet Megillah, which says like this: Lo yevarech adam Birkat HaMazon belibo. A person should not bench say Birkat HaMazon in his heart. Ve'im birech yatza. If he does, he shouldn't. So here, you see again: Lo yevarech. Lo yevarech is the same as Lo yitrom. Don't yitrom. That's a lashon lechatchila. In the ideal sense, don't bench. Ah, birech, if you did bench, bidyevid, like in our Mishnah, yeah, hakoret shma, you already read shma, that's a lashon bidyevid, right, yatza. Now the Gemara says, who is that? Remember, a second ago we said that Rabbi Yehuda, with regards to Krishma, said, even the chatchila you're saying Krishma if you never heard your voice. And it's only Rabbi Yossi who says, bidyevid, no, right? So the Gemara says, yeah, my Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. It can't be either Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Do you Rabbi Yehuda ha'amar lechachil namiyata? Because if it's Rabbi Yehuda, just established, Rabbi Yehuda says always that even the chachil with Krishma, you yotze. Now, Krishma and Birkat HaMazon have actually got a parallel because they're both Doraitas. So Rabbi Yehuda says that in Krishma, even if you never heard your voice, you yotze. He would definitely agree as well that Birkat HaMazon, if you never heard your voice, you also yotze lechachil. Rabbi Yossi, who says, so that's what he says there. And then Rabbi Yossi, if it's Rabbi Yossi, Diavid Namilo. And Rabbi Yossi, we know that with regards to Krishma, said even B'dieved, you aren't Yotze. So he would make no distinction. Why would Birkat HaMazon be any different? You could argue because in Birkat HaMazon isn't the word Shema. But like the ones assuming at the moment that Birkat HaMazon and Shema are the same things, they're both Doraitas. So he would also say Namilo, you also aren't Yotze. I've skipped over a few Rashi's here. Is there Rashi and Amar Rabbi Yehuda? Shurim Yossi, Belibo, Amar Rabbi Yossi, He, Tom Rabbi Yehuda, Kirishman, Rabbi Yehuda. Shurim Yossi, Adichas Rabbi Yehuda, Belibo, Shmer Ozno, Rabbi Yossi, David, Namilo. Right, Rashi says, yeah, the high beer, Kira Mazim, the writer, Rashi says, the writer, Vachalta, Vesavato, Verachta. Okay, so far up until now, we've said that we can't prove. We've got a question standing. We're still asking who's the Tana of the Mishnah with regards to Truma. We know now that with regards to Birkat HaMazon, we've established on Truma and on Shema that Rabbi Yehuda says, Lechatchila, yes. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bedi Eved, no. We see here in Kriyat Shema, that in Birkat HaMazon, that the Mishnah says, Lechatchila, yes, no, Bedi Eved, yes. It can't be Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda would say, Lechatchila, even yes. And it can't be Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi would say, Bedi Eved, even no. So what's the Elamai? So Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda, v'di avad in, lechatchila lo, right? So Elamai, look at Rashi, Elamai. So what are we going to say now about Rabbi Yehuda? Look at Rashi, Ukrishma, di avad in, lechatchila lo. Maybe Ukrishma, are we going to say, b'di avad yes, and lechatchila no? V'had a truma, Birkat HaMazon, Rabbi Yehuda, right? And maybe Birkat HaMazon and Ukrishma, both those Mishnahs, right, Truma and Birkat HaMazon, with regards to Rabbi Yehuda. So he says, Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda, v'diavad in lechatchila lo. In a harder time, we've got a difficulty now, because Rabbi Yehuda, b'raita Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Shimon ben Pazi, says like this, Cheresh ha-medaber v'nashomeya torem lechatchila. So we just said that maybe, we just said a second ago, that Rabbi Yehuda, he could be the one who's telling us that lechatchila no, and b'diavad yes. But now we're just seeing over here that we've got a case of Rabbi Yehuda, Berei, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. And Rashi points out to us, Rabbi Yehuda lechatchila kamar, v'had Rabbi Yehuda, Berei, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, he says, Rabbi Yehuda, he's Rabbi Yehuda. He's also Rabbi Yehuda, his father was Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, the same Rabbi Yehuda. And yeah, he says over here, says that a cheresh ha-medaber v'nashomeya, this blind guy, he can torem lechatchila. And a second guy, he wanted to try and establish a line over here, and it was Rabbi Yehuda who would say, lechatchila no, b'di eved yes. Rabbi Yossi would even say, b'di eved no. And now we've just seen here Rabbi Yehuda who says, Torem lechatchila, lechatchila yes. So the Gemara is a little bit difficult. The Gemara is like a money. Who's the Tana of that Mishnah? Who could that be? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda, ha'amar di'avad in lechatchila. Rabbi Yehuda, like we said, b'di'avad, no, yes, lechatchila no. Rabbi Yossi, ha'amar di'avad namilo. So it can't be either of them. So now we're stuck. We thought we had finally made sense over here. And we had said over here that this Truma could work out, and we could picture Rabbi Yehuda being the one who says lechatchila no, b'di eved yes. Rabbi Yossi saying b'di eved no. But now we see we've got a course for Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda even says lechatchila yes. What's like this? Ele lolam Rabbi Yehuda. Read it's actually Rabbi Yehuda. Va'afil lechatchila no, and even lechatchila yes. What about that student we just spent the last 10 minutes proving that Rabbi Yehuda says lechatchila no? But look, Kashi, it's not a difficulty. Hadi day, hadi rabbi. The one opinion is his. The one opinion is his Rebbe's, and therefore there's no stira. To tell me, we've got a Mishnah. Like, remember the Mishnah over here? We've got a Mishnah that comes, actually, the Masorah Shah said there should be a brighter. Right? The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, or Meir Mishum Rabbi Nazariah. This is Rabbi Yehuda in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Nazariah. HaKoret Shema. Look, this is a B'dievit story, right? HaKoret Shema. Tzarich sheyashmir le'ozno. He needs to hear himself. Sheneemar Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So we see here that his Rebbe says that even B'dievit, he needs to hear. So we can ask Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says lechatchila yes, but that was Rabbi Yehuda Bered, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Cheshav Dabrev, and a Shomayat from lechatchila. He said lechatchila yes, and who says lechatchila no? That's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, his Rebbe, And here on the net over there, Amar Rabbi Meir, Meir says Rabbi Nazman Azaria, Harei hu omer, Dami Pachza, Shalom Chibu Tzav Chayom Alavecha, Achar Kavra Leib, Henan Vermi. Need to have Kavon in the Leib, not next to hear your ears. So we see over here that we've got a Machlok from Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Meir says that even Bedi Eved you Yotzei, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that Bedi Eved you aren't Yotzei. So now, Rabbi Meir would say, Lechachila, yes, Bedi Eved, and Lechachila, no, Bedi Eved, yes. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, even Bedi Eved, but you aren't Yotzei. So we haven't got a problem up here, because now we can say that Rabbi Yehuda says lechatchila yes, and his Rebbe would say b'di'eved yes. Okay, right. Sorry. And Rabbi Meir would say even lechatchila, you wouldn't have to worry. Right. So the Gemara says like this. Okay. The Gemara says, Hashtad atid lahachi. Now we've got to this stage. What does it mean now we've got to this stage? Rashi says, Deshamatlam puktareh. We've introduced Rabbi Meir into the machloket. So now, why do we, at the moment, it appears we've got four opinions. We've got Rabbi Yossi who says, Bidi Eved, no. With regard to Kirishma, you aren't Yotze. We've got Rabbi Yehuda who says, Lechatchila, no, but Bidi Eved, yes. Right? And we've got, we have a Tanakama who said, you Yotze even Lechatchila. That's how we understood it. Tanakama, who said that even though we said that Krishma was the case that was Barabbas, we've got Tanakama, we've got Rabbi Yossi, we've got Rabbi Yehuda, and now we've got Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, really, we don't have to create four different opinions. We can say that Rabbi Yehuda and his Rebbe are one opinion. Rabbi Meir is another opinion. Rabbi Yossi is another opinion. That's what the Gemara says. I feel the time Rabbi Yehuda, Kerabbe Sfirle, he holds like his Rebbe, Udilok Kashi, there's no longer a stira, Hari Meir, Hari Yehuda. And that opinion, which we thought was Rabbi Yehuda, arguing with his Rebbe is Rabbi Yehuda and his Rebbe, and the second opinion, which thought was his Rebbe, is Rabbi Meir. The Gemara seems to be very satisfied now. We can now say that Rabbi Yehuda said lechatchila, even yes, and Rabbi Meir is the one who says lechatchila, you need to hear, and Rabbi Meir is the one who said and b'dieved you'd be yotze, and Rabbi Meir is the one who said even lechatchila you would be yotze. The Gemara now brings another related bright to the whole case again, and we're going to see again similar malach. Tnan hat, another Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah which comes from Megillah as well. Hakol ksheirim nikrot haMegillah chutz mecheroshot veKatan. Everybody is kosher, is can read the Megillah, other than a cheresh, a deaf person we're speaking about here, a shota, this is like a fool, a person who hasn't got da'at, like a simple person, and a katan and a young person. For each one for their own reasons, by the way, right? A cheresh will see because he can't hear the words. A shota because he hasn't got da'at. And a katan because katan's underage, hasn't can't be motzi anybody, can't be done. So Rabbi Yehuda, machshiv a katan. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, a katan is good. So now the Gemara wants to say, who's the tana of the Mishnah? Who's tana kama over here? Who says, man tana cheresh di avid namilo? Because the assumption of the Gemara is, when we said over here, hakol ksheirim nikrot haMegillah chutz mecheresh shota veKatan, we want to say that even Bidi Eved, a Katan can't read. So the Gemara says, who's the Tana that says that a Cheresh, because we're saying Cheresh Shot of a Katan, right? They're putting them all into one category. Who are these people who say that this whole, these three groups of people, a Cheresh Shot of a Katan, aren't even Bidi Eved? Look at Rashi, that's what I get from Rashi. Because Rashi says, Ma'antan de Cheresh di Aved Nami Lodi Tani Gabe Shota. Because we learned the deal with Cheresh Shot of a Katan. So he seems to imply that a cheresh shot of a katan, none of them, and a cheresh is part of that same group. Now cheresh, the reason why the Gemara homes in specifically on cheresh is because cheresh works in well with our sugya, because we've been discussing shma of hearing what you say. So we're really only interested from our point of view about the cheresh. But it's clear that the Gemara is learning cheresh from shota, that a shota, even b'di eved, can never be yotze, and can't motzi other people. A katan also can't motzi other people and can't be yotze, because he's not chayav mitzvahs. So it seems like the cheresh is part of this parcel. So who's the tana that's even b'di eved? Now remember, because we say in the Rabbi Yehuda, we just said would say b'di eved yes, and Rabbi Yossi would say b'di eved no. So we're trying to understand who would be the tana that say cheresh, who would say, but he ever also know. It seems to us that it would fit in nicely with Rabbi Yossi, from what we learned up until now. Was it cheresh di aved namilo? Am Rabbi back to Rabbi Yossi? Perfect. Why Rabbi Yossi did not? We learned it now. Mishnah korech shmav lo yishmele oz no yatsa. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi omer lo yatsa. What brings the Mishnah? We hear that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says that if you didn't hear your words, hay korech shmav lo yishmele oz no yatsa. And even though our Mishnah didn't say yatsa di Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara now seems to imply that that's Rabbi Yehuda. Right, And Rabbi Yossi Omer lo yatsa, and machloket de is a machloket of bedia. Look at Rashi. So we haven't got the Rashi yet. Rabbi Yossi lo yatsa. Now she says lo yatsa di avad. We're speaking here b'di'evid. So the Gemara says that umimai, the bach edge into the vav. Umimai Rabbi Yossi v'di avad damilo. How do we know? What makes you think that it's Rabbi Yossi, and that we're speaking over here even b'di'evid? Right, look at Rashi. Umimai the chutz mi'cheresh. When we said chutz, that's the quote. Chutz mi'cheresh shot of a katan. Other than cheresh shot of a katan, when we said the chutz mi'cheresh of a katan, that we're speaking about b'di'evid, and it's Rabbi Yossi he. The pasil diavad, and his pasil b'diavad. Dilma, turn over the Amud. Dilma Rabbi Hudi. Maybe the Tana of that Mishnah in Megillah, who says, Akol chayav lekrob Megillah chutz mi'cheresh v'katan, is Rabbi Huda. And it's lechatchila hu delo ha diavad shapidami. And what Rabbi Huda says? Rabbi Huda says, no, lechatchila he can't read it, but b'diavad, right? Chilu delo ha diavad shapidami, but b'diavad would be fine. Not a problem. Look at Rashi in the previous Amud. Here we can say, from this is Rashi, and this Rashi said, now we can go back to our previous sugi and prove that even Rabbi Yehuda, right, is cholek on Rabbi Yossi with regards to Kriyashma B'dievid. Rabbi Yossi says, even B'dievid, it's okay. Rabbi Yehuda says, B'dievid, it's okay. Rabbi Yossi says, B'dievid, it isn't okay. Okay, so basically, the Gemara said, maybe we can prove that the Tazos Rabbi Yehuda, there's a bit of a difficulty. If you look on Amud Aleph at the bottom, what's difficult? Because the Mishnah says, Hakol ksharim nikrota megidah chutz mi'cheresh shot v'katan, v'Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan. So what do we see over here? The Rabbi Yehuda is cholek on Tana Kama. Rabbi Yehuda argues with Tana Kama. So how can Rabbi Yehuda be the Tana of the Mishnah? Because it's clear that the Tana of the Mishnah, Tana Kama, says, everybody can read except for cheresh shot v'katan. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with him and says, no, katan ke is okay. So it's strange that the Gemara is asking, how can it possibly be that Rabbi Yehuda is the Tana of the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda is arguing with the Tana of the Mishnah. So what does the Gemara say? Okay. So before we get to what I would say, because I jumped the gun a bit, before we get to my question, the Gemara just said over here, no, you can't say that it's that because we've got Cheresh Domina Shota Vekatan. It's a package deal. And just like Cheresh, and Katan and Shota can't, so too Cheresh. The Gemara says, no, maybe they're separate. Maybe Hakita, they're different categories. The Gemara says, no. How can you say that? Even if you want to say that they're separate categories, how can you possibly establish our Mishnah as being the Tana of our Mishnah being Rabbi Yehuda? From the very fact that Rabbi Yehuda's cholek argues with Tana Kama in the Reisha and says that a Katan is good, Michlal the Reisha love Rabbi Yehuda. That's proof that Rabbi Yehuda can't be the Reisha. As the Gemara says, you know what? Maybe could Rabbi Yehuda, maybe the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. And this is difficult. How can the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda argues with him, he's going to argue with himself. The Gemara says, no. Betray Gavnei Katan, actually two types of Katans. V'chisurei Mechser, it's a corrupted Mishnah. The Mishnah isn't written properly. And this is how the Mishnah should be written. V'achi Katani. And this is the Mishnah. Hakol k'sheiru nikrot ha-Megillah. Everybody's kosher the Megillah. Chutz mi'cherishot ha-Katan. Now the Mishnah says, "Bame dvarim amurim." That bet dal alf means "Bame dvarim amurim." What are we speaking about? Bekatan shelo higel chinuch. That's the katan who's part and parcel with cheresh v'shota. A katan hasn't reached chinuch, and Rashi mentions it over here. I think he says chinuch is about 9 years old. Rashi says, "Yeah, lechinuch mitzvah." You look at the very first narrow lines of Rashi. Kagon ben teishu ben esek. Remember Yom Peribatra. Right, 9 or 10 years old. Kid who hasn't reached 9 or 10 years old. About katan shegil lechinuch. But a katan who gets to chinuch, afil lechatchila kasher. Even a chatchila can read. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda and that's Rabbi Yehuda. She Rabbi Yehuda machshir bekatan. In other words, the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one in the Reisha who says that a cheshet of a katan can't read. And who is speaking about a katan that hasn't got a chinuch? Ah, katan that's got a chinuch can read. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda says that a katan is machshir to read the Megillah. So now we might be able to say that the Tana of this Mishnah really is Rabbi Yehuda, right? And Rabbi Yehuda says lechatchila yes, but b'dievid no, right? So now we've got to try and understand the whole concept. So now the Gemara says, "B'mayo kimtok Rabbi Yehuda." Look at Rashi, lematidim. On what basis, right? Are you now going to tell me, right, that this Mishnah in Megillah is Rabbi Yehuda. V'diavad in lechatchila lo. And now you're going to tell me that b'di'eved yes lechatchila no. So look at Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda. V'ashmata lan, and what are you teaching us? D'chi amar Rabbi Yehuda b'kriyashma yatsa, where Rabbi Yehuda said that with regards to Kriyashma, right, not Megillah, we're leaving Megillah now. From Megillah we're going to learn that Rabbi Yehuda said in Kriyashma yuyatsa, di'avad ka'amar, v'lo lechatchila. Already we've now gone and we've said, what's Rabbi Yehuda's svara? Rabbi Yehuda's svara is that with regards to Kriyashma, b'di'eved, you are yotzei lechatchila, you aren't yotzei. Remember we had that case there of Rabbi Akiva, of Rabbi Yehuda said lechatchila, toreim, and we had the whole thing in the sugya. So now the Gemara is trying to grapple again with what is Rabbi Yehuda's stand with regards to Kriyashma. So maybe from here, from the fact over here that Rabbi Yehuda says, katan shegei lechinuch, v'di'eved lechatchila kasher, right? So we're seeing over here that, as a rule, the cheresh, right, the humadaber, is a yot, is a lechatchila no, but b'di'eved yes, where a katan shegei lechinuch is lechatchila even yes. The Gemara says, but how can you do that? Ella hadetani, because now what are we saying? Lechatchila no, but the eved yes, right? So we said, how did Tani Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, right? Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, who we said in the previous Amud was Rabbi Yehuda, right? Cheresh hamadarin shomaya, a cheresh who can speak, torem lechatchila. We've seen that he can do truma lechatchila. And what's the thing of truma? To hear his brocha. The Gemara at the moment making the assumption that the truma, the brocha for truma, has the same standing as Kriyashma. In other words, you've got to hear what you're saying. And we're seeing a Bekor over here, where Rabbi Yehuda is quoted as telling us the Kentram Lechatchila. And we've just said a second ago, that we've just proven now through the din of Chereshot of Akatan in Megillah, that Rabbi Yehuda holds it with regards to Kriyashma, it's Lechatchila Yuyotze, but not B'di'eved. So we would imagine that with regards to hearing brochas, he should also say Lechatchila no, B'di'eved yes. Yet here, this Mishnah tells us that he says B'di'eved doesn't even apply. And lechatchila he's yotzei, right? A cheresh who can speak and can't hear. The Gemara says, "Mani, who's that? Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. That obviously isn't Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. Why? You Rabbi Yehuda. We've just said a second ago, David in lechatchila. Rabbi Yehuda says, but yeved yes, lechatchila no. And this Mishnah here says even lechatchila yes. You Rabbi Yossi, with Rabbi Yossi. So with Kriyashma, Rabbi Yossi said, David, even but yeved you aren't yotzei. This Mishnah says lechatchila you yotzei. Definitely come, Rabbi Yossi. So Gemara says, Elamai. Look at Rashi very quickly. Elamai, right, this is over here. Elamai bait lemeima. So what do you want to say? Rabbi Yehuda he, it's actually Rabbi Yehuda to Kriyashma for the Chachila Ka'amar. Maybe now we're changing our whole version and saying that really Rabbi Yehuda with Kriyashma doesn't say, but he eved yes. He even said the Chachila yes. Because just like we've got the Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, who is Rabbi Yehuda, he says there with regards to making the Truma, you can do the Chachila. Maybe in Shema as well, it's Lechatchila. V'hayda afligu, right? And really, the reason in the Mishnah there why Rabbi Yossi is arguing, where he says, but yeah, v'ludecha called Rabbi Yossi, that's only that we wanted to say already, that that Mishnah there came to teach us how determined Rabbi Yossi was. Under all circumstances, you are never yotzei even b'di'eved. And it's got nothing to teaching us the din of Rabbi Yehuda. We can really learn nothing from Kriyashma that Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's not even mentioned. There's a Tanakama. And Rabbi Yehuda would say even a chatchila, like we see over here, with regards to the Truma. The Gemara says, Elamai Rabbi Yehuda, v'afu lechatchila nami. Right? The Gemara says, maybe that's what we're up to. And even Rabbi Yehuda in Kriyashma, right? So now the Gemara says, Elahad the Tanya, but wait a second, we've got a bit of a problem over here. Because we've got a brighter that says, Lo yivarech adam birkat hamazon belibo. That a person shouldn't bench in his heart. We saw this on the previous Amud as well. Ve'im birech yatsa. And if he did bench without hearing his words, he's yatsa. So let's hold on for a second. We just said a second ago now. Okay, so let's say that Rabbi Yossi, we know, says b'di'eved no. Under any circumstances, b'di'eved no. So he can't be the Tana of this Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, we wanted to say Rabbi Yehuda said originally, Rabbi Yehuda said lechatchila yes, b'di'eved no. That would have sounded nice with regards to this Mishnah, because this Mishnah says, you shouldn't bench in your heart. If you did, you said lechatchila no, b'di'eved yes, would have sounded nice. We've just said no. Rabbi Yehuda has actually taken a track back, and we said Rabbi Yehuda said even lechatchila yes with regards to Kriyashma. So now we would imagine that Kriyashma and Birkat Hamazon should be the same. So if he says yes with Kriyashma, he should say Birkat Hamazon. Yet this Mishnah says lechatchila no, but the eved yes. That's a good question. Who's the Tana of that Mishnah? Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. Can't be either of them. Rabbi Yehuda ha'amar afil lechatchila nami. Rabbi Yehuda says even lechatchila. This Mishnah says only but the eved. Rabbi Yossi ha'amar afil lechatchila nami. No, even not even but the eved. The Gemara says, no. Lo olam Rabbi Yehuda hi. Reli et Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Even Rabbi Yehuda. Va'afilu lechadchila nami. And it's even lechadchila, like we said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, b'rei drab shum menpazi. That's lechadchila. Ve'lo kashya, it's not a kashya, hadra hadra Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda himself says lechadchila, yes. And when Rabbi Yehuda says lechadchila, no, but yes, that's his Rav. Says Rashi over here. I think it's pretty clear. The Gemara says like this, and brings the machloket. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Mishra, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. We saw in the previous Amud. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Azariah, Hakoret Shema, if you're reading Shema, Tshechi Shema, Ozno, you need to hear your words. Shneimar Shema Yisrael. And Amar Rabbi Meir, Meir said to him, Rabbi Meir, Asher Nochi Bitzvachayom, Alevavcha. Achan Velev Hendvarim. Rabbi Meir says, no, it's only Kavod is good enough. So we see over here. That Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they're arguing. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that b'dieved it's okay, and Rabbi Meir says no. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says they're right. B'dieved, you should hear, and Rabbi Meir says even b'dieved you don't have to hear, even the chachil you don't have to hear. So what says hashtag lachi? Now we got to this stage. I feel the time. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yisrael, we have to say Rabbi Huda and Rabbi are arguing that they hold the same opinion. But Okash is no steer anymore between the two different days. Ha Rabbi Huda, ha Rabbi Meir. Okay, very similar to how we ended up the last sugya. So we come around full circle. We say Rabbi Huda says lechatchila yes. Rabbi Yossi says b'dieved no. There's nothing new with Rabbi Huda there. That's just to show us this the koach of Rabbi Huda, of Rabbi Meir. And ready, Rabbi Huda will tell us consistently like his Rabbi that lechatchila you don't have to hear anything. And Rabbi Meir is the one who says that differently to Rabbi Yehuda, and there's no longer a machlok between Rabbi Yehuda and his Rav. Okay, so now the Gemara carries on and says like this. Amrav Chizda, Amrav Shilo, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Now what does that mean, like Rabbi Yehuda? Sha'amar b'shul Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who said in name of Rabbi Azariah, right? Remember, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was the one when we brought the case of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so there we brought the machloket Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, "Akoret Shema tzarich sheyashmir loozno." He needs to hear what he has to say. So on the one hand, the Mishnah seems to be telling us the chili has to hear what he's saying, and then the Gemara says, "Valachak Rabbi Yehuda," and the lachak looks like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? The lachak Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, which seems to say the chili, and also lachak Rabbi Yehuda. So look at Rashi here. Rashi says, "Halachak Rabbi Yehuda, the Kriyashma shelo hishmirot liyatsa b'dieved, you also yotze." So we got Rabbi Yehuda now telling us that lechatchila yes b'dieved no, and Rabbi Yehuda telling us b'dieved also yes. And what's the tricha? We need them both. Diashmin and halachak Rabbi Yehuda. If we had just heard halachak Rabbi Yehuda, havamina afil lechatchila. We would say Rabbi Yehuda telling us even the chachilas aloche kabash lachak Rabbi Yehuda shama b'shul b'dan Azariah. Therefore, we tell us in name of his Rebbe. Be yashmin rav halachak Rabbi Yehuda shama b'shul b'dan Azariah. If we just heard it in name of his Rebbe, havamina tzarich lechatchila yes and b'dieved yes. Ve'ein lo takana, there's no takana kabash lachak Rabbi Yehuda who says b'dieved yes. Basically, the Gemara telling us in both ways that lechatchila you should hear b'dieved if you didn't hear not the end of the world. Right, that's the problem. I'm Rabbi Yosef Machloket but Krishma. And Rabbi Yosef says that's only a machloket with regards to Krishma. But Bashar mitzvahs, but all other mitzvahs, divrei hakol lo yatsa. Dichtiv haskeit u'shmaishal. It says interesting. He says that's only with regards to machloket Krishma, with regards to b'dieved, lechatchila and b'dieved. But other mitzvahs, everybody agrees that you are never yotze if you never heard what you had to say. What does it bring from that? Bring from the pasuk where Moshe Rabbeinu says haskeit, listen carefully, u'shma. Right, like a double, very strict question. The Moshe says, "Mate, how can you say that? We've got a bright head. We saw it a second ago. You shouldn't bench in your heart. If you do it, bench b'rech yatsa. That's not Krishma. And we see here that he has a case of b'chachila. No, b'dieved yes. You are yotze. So how can you tell Rabbi Yosef say that b'shar mitzvahs divrei hakol lo yatsa? You aren't yotze. We just see a second ago b'rech ramazon. If you didn't hear, you're still yotze. So the Moshe says you're right. That's correct what Rabbi Yosef said. Rabbi Yosef says as follows. I'm Rabbi Yosef, machloket be Krishma, the machloket about the chile b'dieved is regards to Krishma. Dichtiv, because this is Shema Yisrael. Aval b'shar mitzvot, divrei hakol yatsa. All the other mitzvot, even if you never heard, even the chatchile, you are yotze. And why? Because we've got a miut there in Shema. The Gemara said, but how can that be? V'hask ketiv, haven't we got that passage we quoted a second ago? Haskeit u'shma Yisrael. The passage says, be careful, listen properly and hear Israel. How can you tell me in other mitzvahs there's nothing to say? What's that pasuk referring to? The one says, no. Hu b'divrei Torah k'tiv. That is with regards to divrei Torah. During Tuk and Rashi, Ahu haskei tushma b'divrei, specifically talking to Torah. In other words, battle hard to understand what you're learning. With your Torah, you have to learn hard and understand what you're talking about. That is what that is speaking about, but not about hearing mitzvahs whatsoever. Now the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah. If a person read, but he wasn't specific, Rashi over here says, velor diktek, right? Rashi uses the Lashon, velor diktek, he says, megamgam. Like if you stutter the words, right? You don't say the words clearly. So I'm going to have Tabi, Halacha kedivrei shnehem laka. Says Halacha here is like both of them laka. Who's the two of them? Look over here. Rashi says Halacha Rabbi Yehuda delo by shmiya. With regards to kriya shma, Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, who says you don't have to have shmiya, even b'di eved you yotze. And Halacha Rabbi Yossi delo by dikri. Halacha Rabbi Yossi, you don't need diktuk. Now while we're mentioning Rabbi Tavi, Amar Rabbi Yoshi, the Gemara is another loch of his. Amar Rabbi Yoshi, my diktiv. What's a pasuk bimin that says shalosh haina lotis ben? There are three of them at onsaveya shaol voterechem, the depths of the graves and stop the womb. It's a bit of a crazy pasuk. The chimai nyan shaol eterechem. What's the grave got to do with womb? Rashi says yeah, shaol is kever. And shaol voterechem pasuk b'sefer mishnah says Rashi shalosh haina lotis ben. Right? And rechem machzei says like this. What kind of Jesus? My rechem machnisu motzi. The rechem is the womb, right? So you put the sperm into the womb, umotzi, and the baby comes out of the womb. Look at Rashi, right? Rechem machnis hazera, put in the sperm, umotzi blood. After all, so to the grave, machnisu motzi. We think that you only put people into a grave, but actually they come out of the grave as well. The Gemara says, "Valodrim kavachomer," and this is pashut, because we can learn kavachomer. Hello, ma rechem she machlisin bo b'chashai. When it comes to rechem, we're putting the sperm in. It's done all very quietly, secretly, in private, but nonetheless, motziin mimenu b'kolei kolot. When the baby comes out with a big noise. Shaol, so the grave she machlisin bo b'kolei kolot. When we bury a person, there's noise. Rashi says the noise here is crying and hispadi. So if with a baby, when you put it in, it's very quiet, coming out makes a noise. With a grave, already putting it in makes a noise, right? Ain't no din shem motzil menu b'kolei kolot. Is it going to pashut? Then when they come out again, they come a big noise. There will be big simcha tchiyat tamaitim. The Gemara says mikan tshuva l'omrim ain tchiyat tamaitim in the Torah. From here, from this kal b'chomer, we can say to those who say there's no tshuva tchiyat tamaitim that is tchiyat tamaitim from the Torah. Katani Rabbi Oshia comes to Rabbi Rudava. Now Rabbi Oshia learns in front of Rabbi, while we mention Rabbi Yosh, this is Rabbi Oishin, not Rabbi Yosh. Rabbi Yosh, like, Uchtavtem, right? In the Pasuk, in Shema, so it says, Uchtavtam al mitzvotecha b'shecha, right on the mezuzahs and your doorposts. Hakol b'chtav, he says, everything has to be written, afilu tzavaot, even the commandments, right? It says, Uchtavtam al mitzvotecha b'shecha, right on your doorpost. That is a commandment. That's not really part of the mitzvah of Shema. The mitzvahs are, Vayayim, Shamoa, Tishmoa, Tzav, listen to my commandments, you know, the broch, etc. And then in those psukim, there are also commandments, physically important stuff. Right, stick it on your doorpost, write it on your doorpost. Those things we might have thought aren't included. He says, no, you write them as well. Amalei, so he says to him, so now Rabbi says to this Oishi, Rabbi Oishi, who was learning in front of Rabbi, he says, what's your purpose? Who told you this? No, not me, told him, Rabbi Yehuda. And what's Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says, with regards to Sota, a lot of the actual curses in the Sota, the woman is cursed there. If she did sleep with a man and she had relations, her stomach will blow up, etc. But the mitzvahs thereof, that you shall write the cloth and put it into the water and melt it in the water, etc., dissolve it in the water, that you don't write on the cloth. Right, we've got a bit of there, right? We would have thought they're the same thing. Here you write the tzavot that you don't tzavot. He says, "Atu tabi Rabbi Yehuda." What do you think, Rabbi? The Rabbi Yehuda's reasons are bishuv because it says v'uchtav. He says, "No, Rabbi Yehuda's reasons are bishuv nichtiv alot because it says alot, not the gzereshava. If it was gzereshava, we should write the same things. Actually, there it says alot in tzavot, only the alot is like a miut there on the ketav." And then when I say itzchich, we need to learn this. Why? Because in that of tiv ktiv mehatam, we might have thought that we could learn the gzereshava from ktiv mehatam. What's the alot in tzavot? Mezuzah as well. It's well. Only write the actual mitzvahs, not the commandments. Therefore, if I can't mitzvot law, the Gemara says, no, ketav rachman uchtavtam. It says uchtavtam. Uchtavtam means the ketavtam, write them complete. Right, afilu tzavaot. And the time Rabbi Vadia came in Rava, and similar idea, and the time was doing in front of Rava, he says, v'lemanatem. The pasuk there says, v'nimanatem otav berechem, teach your children. Right? He says, Shehe limudcha tam. Your limud should be complete. Velimada tam. Tam complete. Shehe, and what does it mean? Shehe rach benad varim. Benad vaikiv. In other words, the words that are stuck together, make them split apart, so you don't know what they're speaking about. Rashi, the Gemara says, Ani rabba betray. Kagori gives examples. Al levavcha. The lamed's there. Al levavcha. Right? Don't say al levavcha, like one lamed. Or al levavchem. Or bechol levavcha. Bechol levavchem. Esev besadcha. Ber the bet. Esev besadcha, so to speak. Avadetem mehera. Say, avadetem Mehera, hakanaf petil, not kanaftil, or etchem me'aretz, right? I'm Rav Chaim Barachin. Kol haKriyat Shema medakmet today. Says anybody who says Kriyat Shema specific about the words, metzanin lo gehenim will cool down gehenim for him, right? Shneimar why? Because it says over there the pasuk over there says befares shadai melachim ba tashleg betzalmon shaleg meaning shedig snow. So he says yeah, al tikri befares ele befaresh. If you befaresh, very nice. Read it properly. Al tikri betzalmon. Don't read salmon. Ele betzalmavet. Right, salmavet here is gehenim. Everything will listen very nicely for you. Shavuot.